Well, time now to talk a little bit of soccer with our football expert. We're hoping he's on the phone, or are we speaking to Indigo? Morning, Robbie or Indigo?
No, it's not Indigo.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Now, was this a shock, Liverpool, mate?
I just looked out the window. They're starting to build the Ark in Forestville.
Oh, I know, mate. It's been pouring with
but
rain.
But it's not raining where we need it. That's the problem.
No, we need it in the country areas, yeah. But hopefully that'll come. Hey, mate, was this a shock? 2-0 from Liverpool, losing to Napoli. And did they rest a lot of players, or did they have their full team out there?
Well, first and foremost, it's not really it's a shock at the moment because every time Liverpool play, you expect them to win. But Napoli is a difficult place to go. And, look, I think they'll be okay. You know, and but in respect to resting players, no, they're the champions. They're full side out. And, it was late. Mertens, the Belgian international, with an 82nd-minute penalty. Liverpool fairly comfortable till then. And then a late second goal, meant that they lose 2-0. So, not a great result, not a great start of the defence of Champions League, as they are the champions. But I can tell you, the focus is the Premier League. This season, they've won the Champions League. Of course, you battle on all fronts, and Champions League is the biggest trophy in club football. But I can tell you now that Klopp, Liverpool, and all their fans, they want the Premier League title.
What about Chelsea giving up a goal away? Well, at home, I should say, to Valencia away.
Yeah, not a great result.
No.
Chelsea have been going very well in the Premiership, and they've got this transfer embargo. So is it surprising? Probably not. So, they'll be disappointed, of course, as will Liverpool. So it wasn't. I think all in all, it pretty much says that it wasn't a very good night for English clubs.
Mm-hmm. Messi made his return for Barcelona, but they played a nil-all draw with Dortmund.
Yeah, again, it's the first game of the Champions League. It's You look at the results and you think, well, that's a surprise. But look, it is. But Dortmund are a very good side. So Messi makes his return. He's a positive for Barcelona. But how about we talk about the FFA Cup? A bit of local content.
Well, did Messi play?
No, mate, Messi didn't play.
Oh, okay. Suarez, Griezmann.
Messi doesn't play in Australia.
Suarez, Griezmann, Messi up front. The three big names to come up with a 0-0 draw, isn't it?
It's very disappointing. But Hume City put up a good fight in the FFA Cup against the Central Coast Mariners.
Ugly goal.
It was an ugly goal. It was an ugly game. A goal to decide. What wasn't a great performance for the Mariners, but they're in the semi-finals of the FFA Cup, and that's what I guess is important for them.
And the other match, mate, Adelaide 1-0 over Newcastle.
Yeah, red card to Italiano, the goalkeeper, in the 10th minute. Adelaide only managed one goal, but that's what you need, one goal, and they are the holders. They're the most successful team in the FFA Cup history, and I think they've only lost one, 11? They've won 12 now out of the last 13 games in the FFA Cup. The only one they lost was a final against Sydney FC. So you can see that they really do like this competition.
Have you been able to get out to see the new Western Sydney Wanderers Academy? It looks training facilities. It looks top,
didn't it?
It looks good. And it's the way we want it to go. I haven't had a chance to go out there and have a look at it. But from all reports, it is fantastic. And Melbourne City have got one down there. The Manchester City Group have built them a first-class training centre. And that's what the clubs need if the game is to progress.
What about in these Champions League games tomorrow, Robbie? Olympiakos v Tottenham?
That'd be Olympiakos.
Yep. They're taking on Tottenham. Tottenham $1.90. Olympiakos $4. What do you see that? How do you see that playing out?
Well, I think Spurs rightfully favourites there. They're going to the game pretty good form. having won 4-0 in the Premier League against Crystal Palace, so I think that's about on the money.
What about Atletico Madrid, $2.30 favourites against Juventus, $3.30 outsiders?
Yeah, difficult place to go. Juventus are a very, very good side. I like the money for Juventus there.
Okay, so you take Juve.
This should be a good game. Paris Saint-Germain, Real Madrid. Madrid outsiders, $3. Paris Saint-Germain, $2.20. Favourites?
Yeah, Neymar made his return. This is very even. Could be a draw.
A draw is
But you know what the biggest game
$3.50. Manchester City?
Manchester City to win. But you know, you are truly missing the biggest game of the evening.
Which is that, mate?
Melbourne City against the Western Sydney Wanderers in the FFA Cup.
Yep. Views?
News?
Views.
Views. Yeah, well, it'll be a good game. And I'll be doing it on Fox Sports. And you can watch it. Which I'm sure you two won't because, I don't know, you'll probably be in bed getting ready for tomorrow morning.
No. I've enjoyed that coverage where they chop around all the different games whose things have been happening.
Yes, well,
they could look at mixing up their commentary team a bit.
The other game is the Brisbane Strikers up against the Moreland Zebras, which is one, Laurie, I know you're really looking forward to.
I will, Robbie. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, mate. I'm going to watch a little bit tonight.
Why don't we watch and we'll critique Robbie tomorrow?
Well,
that's what we'll do. What time are you on air tonight, Robbie, on Fox Sports?
We're on air at 7 o'clock, as we were last night.
All right. Well, 7 o'clock, TK and I, we're going to critique you on Friday.
It was Survivor last night.
Survivor?
Yeah.
So don't make any mistakes, all right, tonight.
Well, that could be a little bit difficult.
We'll be replaying them on Friday.
Don't be surprised if you turn on the TV and Indigo's sitting there.
Thanks, Robbie.
See you, champion.
All right,
there he goes, Robbie Slater.